So go ahead and find the posture. Straighten up. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now notice how already the body and the mind are settling. The back of the neck is straight. The shoulders are back and down just a bit. The chest is up and out just a bit. You can manage a slight forward tilt in the hips to open up the stomach for diaphragmatic breathing. That's great. And now we're going to start with three really deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending out the exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now, a little bit about the perfect nurturers before we start. Perfect nurturers are not based on your actual parents. They're perfect to you in every way. They can change. This is a visualization meditation, but don't worry about the kind of clarity of the visualization. What matters is the felt sense. Okay, so all right. Go ahead and float back in time, and now you find yourself to be a young child between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Find yourself in a safe place. And now imagine that one, two, or even multiple perfect nurturers approach you. And now the first thing that you notice about these perfect nurturers is that there is a sweet and trustworthy interest that they have in you. Go ahead and see that. What does that look like for you? Notice how this helps you settle. Also recognize, oh, we keep safe, we protect what we value. These perfect nurturers love you. And so it's so clear in the scene right now that you are safe and protected. Now go ahead and feel into that, see how that's true. They're just so sweet, so attentive, so interested in a really trustworthy way. Also, if there's an objection or resistance, they see that. That's not a problem in the least. You get to object, you get to have resistance. It's no problem at all. Okay. And now, really notice what it's like to be secure in the attachment relationship with them and to be totally safe and protected. See that in the scene. And now really feel that in the body and in the mind. Really feel into that now. So safe, so secure. That's right. Really taking that in. And now, notice how they attune to you. They're interested in your mental states. They're interested in your discoveries and your explorations and your behaviors. They lean in, kind of tilt their heads. They say, "Oh, what's happening? How are you doing? What's going on?" Just so interested. And now notice the impact of that on the body and the mind. What's it like to be interested, to have someone interested in you? Feel into how that's soothing and supportive. Also, notice how they smile sweetly. Their eyes are bright. And how it's just a total delight for them to be with you. And also, they're physically affectionate with you in a way that is just right for you. Maybe they hold your hand. Maybe they have an arm kind of draped over your shoulder, or maybe they rock you in their arms. Go ahead and develop that scene. And now keep modifying as you see fit. This is your visualization. They're just so attentive, so happy to be there with you. You can really tell that you are a source of happiness. Now, really take that in. And now really feel all this in the body and in the mind. That's right. Really taking that in. What's it like to be physically soothed, attuned with, seen and known just as you are, delighted in? Feel that in the body and the mind. That's right. Okay. So now, here in a minute, we're going to experience unconditional love. But it's helpful to have that juxtaposed with the expectation of rejection. So bring up something about yourself that you're ashamed of, and you're not going to be sharing this with anybody. You're not going to say this out loud. So just bring up something you're kind of not proud of, or maybe present yourself in such a way that you're really upset and that you would otherwise expect rejection from the perfect nurturers. Go ahead and do that now. Bring that up. And now notice their response. They're not upset at you. Their fundamental posture of love and support has not changed at all. However, they just see that this is suffering. You're suffering, that's all. And so now see how what is on their mind is this: we love you. And how can we help? How can we cooperate with you to help you out and move you through this? We want you to feel better. So now see how they lean in and tilt the head. Maybe they kind of lift the eyebrows. They really want to know what's going on. They're just so sweet, so attentive. So interested. They tell you, there, 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 there. It's all over now. You're with us. They let you know that there's fundamentally nothing wrong with you. You just had some difficult experiences. Now, really take that in. And now let's test that again. Once again, bring up something that just you feel just terrible about yourself, or present in a way that's really off-putting, like throw a tantrum. Go ahead and bring that up in the scene. And now, once again, it's just so clear. They just want to help. They're not upset. They don't think there's anything wrong with you. You kind of lean in, tilt the head. And it's once again, how can we help? We know you're going to move through this just fine. What can we do to soothe you? Go ahead and see all of that in the scene. That's right. Keep going. Just see how happy they are to be with you, how happy they are to help you move through this. That's right. Keep going. Okay. Now, this exercise is related but a bit different. We're going to experience compassion from the perfect nurturers. Now, but in order to set that up, go ahead and bring up some source of suffering for you. Likely something that's really unresolved, and maybe even something that's kind of goes back all the way to childhood. Just bring up something that's really unresolved for you. And now, allow for suffering to come up around us. Allow yourself to get a bit emotionally dysregulated. And now the perfect nurturers come to you. They kind of lean in, tilt the head. They say, "Well, what's wrong? We want to understand." They might also give you physical affection, physical support, comforting in a way that works for you. And now go ahead and give voice to what is unfinished for you. Give voice to the suffering. Go ahead and do that now, and the perfect nurturers will listen. They're just so attentive, so interested. See how they really get it? And now they respond to you in a way that's very helpful. They tell you the thing that you need to hear. Go ahead and see that happen in the scene. That's right. Keep going. So really see how they track your mental states. And they also physically soothe you in just the right way. Feel into that. Now, once again, give voice to what is most unfinished about this suffering. Give voice to that. Perfect nurturers really track you very tightly. They really want to understand. Keep going, keep giving voice. Keep going. They really get it. They keep soothing you in just the right way. Go ahead and develop that scene now. They understand what happened to you. They understand that this was a difficult experience. They know that there's fundamentally nothing wrong with you. You just had some difficult experiences. And now this is important. They know that you're going to move through this just fine. Now really take that in. They're just so confident in you. Really taking that in. Keep going. Okay. And now, with all this care, with all this attention, you're starting to feel better. So now start coming back into emotional regulation one more time. And now notice how the perfect nurturers really delight in your feeling better. They track what's going on so attentively. And this is a shared experience. This reinforces a sense of belonging, a sense of family. Feel into that now. And now also notice how there's an actual synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. That you're both really feeling good now. You've all gone through kind of helping you move through this suffering. There's a sense of accomplishment. There's a sense of shared experience. And now feel into that. And now, change the scene in such a way that the perfect nurturers are focusing on you, interested in you. But now we're going to highlight how you are a source of happiness for them. So see that in the scene. And yes, what you do is a source of happiness, what you do is a delight. But right now we're focusing on your very being. So now bring up your sense of self and then see how the response that they have towards your sense of self is that of happiness and delight and joy. Go ahead and see that in the scene. You are such a delight. Now, really take that in. And now, notice this very clearly. This delight of theirs is about you and your sense of self. Now, make this even clearer and more obvious in the scene. You are such a delight. Just so happy to be with you. I really take that in. What's that like in the body and in the mind? Really feel into that now. And now also notice how they're delighting in you. They're feeling joy and you're feeling joy about yourself. This is another shared experience. This reinforces the sense of belonging. Notice how your physiological states entrain with one another, synchronize with one another. That you and the perfect nurturers are all feeling joy and delight about you. Feel into that now. What a delight you are. Okay, good. And now we're going to change the scene and work on supporting your abilities to explore and assert yourself and go after what you want. So now, make a scene where you are exploring something that you're interested in. And you can make it as a child, although it's fine if you make it as an adult. So go ahead and play or explore. Go ahead and create that scene now. And now the perfect nurturers either are on the sidelines watching, taking great interest, or they accompany you and play with you. But it's important that you are the one that leads the play. You are leading the explorations. Go ahead and develop that scene now. Notice how attentive they are, how interested they are in your explorations. Every time you look back, they're paying close attention, supporting you. Keep going. It's wonderful that you have these interests. It's wonderful that you go after them. Really take that in. And now they notice something very particular. They notice that there's a particular creativity with which you go about your play or explorations. They notice that very, very clearly. And now this is a real delight for them. They love your creativity. They love your self-directedness. They love it when you figure out what you want and go after it. Now really feel into that. Notice how they pick up on every little detail of your exploration and play. It's just wonderful. And also notice that there is a real sense of orientation, competence, and expressed personal creativity in your play right now as you're doing it. Go ahead and see that clearly now. And then now notice how this is seen and known and supported by the perfect nurturers. Really take this in. And now imagine that you kind of start wrapping up your play and now go back to the perfect nurturers. Now tell them about it. And then this happened, and then this happened. And now they're just sitting at the very edge of their seat, so interested, so engaged. hanging on every word, wanting the full update. Totally focused on you. And now notice, what's this like? What's it like to be unconditionally and completely supported? But really take this in. Okay, good. Go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now we're going to come to a future projection. So, but before we do, kind of look back over this meditation. What were some of the lessons that you learned? Now feel into those positive lessons. And now see yourself moving through your real adult life going forward. Then you're accompanied by all of these positive emotional learnings. But now see yourself interacting with others in your real adult life going forward. And now notice how these others delight in you. They're so happy to see you. And of course, you reciprocate. You're happy to see them. Go ahead and feel into that. And now notice how this reinforces a sense of shared experience and belonging. These are your friends or family members. There's a sense of connection there. Notice how it's also very easy to attune to others and have a sense for them and their mental states. Notice how others attune to you. And now this further reinforces the sense of belonging and connectedness. Now really feel into that. You're totally accepted. You are valued by your peers, by your family members. Really feel into that. Also, notice how you elicit desired responses out of others. If you ask them for something, they pay attention, they cooperate. Notice how you have the desired impact on others. Notice that. If you want their attention, so they give you their attention. You maybe ask them to do that, they cooperate. And now feel how this reinforces a sense of social agency. And now reflect on all of these experiences and notice how all of this informs you as to your social self. So feel into how you have a positive social self. Others view you positively. But you have, once again, a sense of social agency. You can have an impact on others. Now feel into that. And now turn your mind towards exploration, towards going after things that you value in life. So see yourself going after what you want in life. See how you have a lot of social support to go after that. And see how it's easy to have an impact on the world. See how you're clear about what you want, and then you can go out and execute that plan and have that desired impact. Go ahead and visualize that now. That's right. Keep going. Now see how this informs you as to your sense of self in terms of your ability to do things in the world. Feel into how it's like, oh, I'm the kind of person that can go after what I want. I'm the kind of person that can have an impact. Now feel into that. Okay, and now make a deep impression of all of this. And now imagine that you stand up, you come out of the meditation, and now you look back at the whole meditation. Insights will arise now. So go ahead and let those insights arise. What did you learn? What are the take-home messages? You can even write those down if you like. And now have the perfect nurturers see these lessons that you learned and now reinforce these lessons. Really feel into them. Okay, good, good. Go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.